You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Sibongile is saying she's already tired of 2024. How, Sibongile? So early. We haven't even started 2024 when you are already tired of it. Anyways, this evening we're talking to Teboho Tshehla about her business, which is NHB Cosmetics. And she'll be sharing some of the lessons that she has learned along her journey of entrepreneurship. And I believe it's a better line this time around. Good evening, Teboho.
Good evening. How are you?
Much better. I am good. Thank you for asking. And yourself?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. How was your day?
It was hectic as always, but we are here now.
We can only thank God, eh? Yeah. It's been, I think today was, at least from where I'm broadcasting from, it's a better day today. Yesterday was gloomy. How's your part of the world?
Today is, it was a bit sunny because it's been raining since, I think, Friday or Saturday.
Mm.
Yeah, so at least today we
had
some sun.
Ah, okay. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. That's a better weather. Yeah, this rain and gloomy weather doesn't augur well with some of us. You know, I just get heart palpitations when it gets gloomy. And I know the people are like, why? I'm like, yeah, I do. I do get some heart palpitations there. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us this evening. Really appreciate it. And you're here
welcome.
To talk about your business as well. It is Entrepreneurship and Small Business Wednesday. For those of you who have just joined us, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time. Remember that if you do want to talk to Teboho, you've got a question for her, it is +27734703520. You can hashtag Business Sense AWR across all social media platforms, and we'll be sure to pick up on some of those. Before we go anywhere, Teboho, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where were you born? How was it like? And, you know, looking back with, as politicians would say, with the benefit of hindsight, how is life today?
My name is Teboho Tshehla, like you've said.
Yeah.
I was born and bred in Kgobokwane village. It's a village in Limpopo next to Siyabuswa.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so growing up in the villages, you know how villages are. Some of us, we don't have much hope that we'll make it, but then we just motivate ourselves there and there that, you know what, I need to get somewhere and I will definitely do through hard work and consistency. So, yeah, what I can say about my job.
Fantastic. And for people who might not know where exactly in Limpopo, can you paint a picture? Is it like an urban area? Rural and all.
No, it's a village.
It's a village. Okay. That's fantastic. And what are some of the challenges growing up there in the village?
Growing up in the village, I would say not having access to some of the resources. You know, in the village, you don't have libraries. So I would mention that one because it's one thing that I wished we had in the village, library during when we were still at school. But nevertheless, some of the things we just played around them. So I'll just mention library for now.
Ah, fantastic, fantastic. At least that does paint a picture. NHB Cosmetics. Can you tell us a little bit about the business? And maybe particularly, how did you find yourself in this business?
The business, I started it in 2015 when I was still at school. I was busy with my master's degree at the University of Venda.
Okay.
So we were receiving funds, you know, the scholarships that you receive in your postgrad. So the money was a bit too much for me because I was not using to receive that much of money. And I started asking myself, what can I do with this money? Can I maybe start a business? Because I'm not really into clothes where I'll go shopping almost every weekend and all that. So I was having some conversations with myself and asking myself, what can I do with this money? Let me maybe start a business that will also help me once I'm done with school, maybe while I'm still applying, looking for a job. So I started to look at my village, looking at what is it that is not done mostly in my village, and I realized that we don't have much makeup artists in my village. So I said, you know what, let me just go and do few lessons of makeup. I was not really into makeup, but I felt like it's the business that can work for me that time because there were loopholes in the market in makeup industry. Yeah, so I went for makeup lessons in Joburg. And then when I came back, I asked the lady who taught me to write few things for me that I can buy and start practicing. And because I was receiving that money, I went back and bought all those things. And then I started practicing. And then it was towards the graduations at the university. So I started taking clients. And now I felt like, no, man, I can do this. So that's how the business started. So I started as a freelance makeup artist.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So you were doing your master's when you saw this opportunity, right? And you thought, hey, let me get into this. And particularly you're saying you saw that it wasn't something that's done in the villages. So you are targeting village people.
That time I was targeting village people because I thought I'm going to stay at home. I get after you're done with school, obviously you're going back home.
Yes.
So it was something that I wanted to do when I'm at home, still waiting for maybe a job because I'll be applying.
Yes.
So in my mind, my target was actually to do something that will work for me while I'm still at home. I'm waiting for,
So it sounds like this business actually found you.
It actually found me. You are right.
Yeah.
Yes, let's put it like that.
Yeah, sure. And then you had to learn how to do makeup on people.
Yes. I went to this other lady in Joburg.
Yeah.
I saw her on Instagram and then I texted her and asked her, can you please teach me makeup? She said, yeah, you can come through.
Yeah.
She told me the prices and money was not a problem. I was having, I was receiving funds.
Yes.
So I made a deposit, bought my city to city bus ticket, went to Joburg, did the classes, came back. Yeah. Then that's how I started.
Out of interest, where are you right now?
I'm in Pretoria in social
media. Oh, in Pretoria. Okay. So when you started, you were still in the village there waiting for you know, opportunities and all that. And then you started there in the village. Now, what I want to ask, NHB, what does it stand? Is that an acronym or what's the story behind that name and convention?
It stands for Nike's House of Beauty.
Nike's House of Beauty. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. 2015, can you tell us then, coming this way, leading up to COVID, what was the business like?
The business was doing well because after, I think in 2017, I moved to Pretoria.
Yeah.
And then I started doing the business in Pretoria. But COVID came.
Yeah.
It hit us very hard because, you know, the beauty industry depends mostly on the events.
Yes.
So during COVID, everything was shut down. There were no events. People were not going anywhere. So that meant that people are not going to attend events, so they are not going to need the makeup. And those who even apply makeup themselves, they can't buy foundations because they're not using them. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So during COVID, it was just that moment where the business was just on zero. So we were not even making anything.
Sure. And what kept you going during that time?
That time, it was not easy. I don't want to lie. Yeah, I was just waiting for COVID to end because there was nothing I can do.
Yeah.
But then luckily because I did qualification, I'm a qualified horticulturist.
Yeah.
I did agriculture at school.
Yeah.
So we got an opportunity during COVID to come and assist the Cape Town office with our work. So at least I was getting something then.
Yes.
And then I invested the money that I was getting there in the beauty cosmetics products now. I told myself, okay, fine. Now that people don't want the makeup services, maybe we can start selling the products.
Yes.
At least products, you can courier them to people. They will be delivered at their homes. So at least you'll still be making an income, even though now you can't provide the services to them, but at least you can sell something.
Is this where now NHPIC started selling cosmetic products?
Yes. Because at first I was just a makeup artist, but then during COVID we started to make our own products because we had to. I mean, we were not making anything.
Makes sense. Yeah. So two questions there. One, do men come for makeup? I mean, I love makeup. So do men come for makeup?
Yes, men do come for makeup. Even when we do weddings, you find that the bride will say, I want makeup for myself and for my husband.
Men are
so
woke.
The bride's makeup And the groom, yes, we do that.
Fantastic. That's amazing. We need woke men these days. Eh? So I love that. That's really interesting. That men. Yeah. I mean, I like makeup. When I go present or speak, I kind of like a little bit of a touch up here and there. So I might just be knocking. Glow is nice. So I might just be knocking on your door. The second one is... on the issue of then the cosmetics themselves, how are they? Mm. Do you have for men and also for women and children? How is it categorized?
At the moment, cosmetics we don't have for men. What we because we're also receiving a lot of support from men, and we said no, we have to make something for men because men support the brand itself. Like they would share our idea and we're like, no, what can we do at the moment? We said, no, let's make perfumes for them. At least they could also have something from the brand. So for men at the moment, we only have perfumes for them, but the rest, it's foundations, lip glosses, eyeshadows, brushes. So but for men, we are planning to also have the beard oils for them. We are planning to add beard oils for men. At the moment, it's only perfumes.
When you add things around the face, skin, can I be your guinea pig? I mean, just love.
You are welcome.
Yeah,
you are
there you go. Yeah. I'll be your guinea pig.
You are more than welcome.
Because I want to start, continue on my, you know, skin routine and face thingy every single evening. So might just be knocking on your doors. Just as a guinea pig, Inje, you know, nothing
no
really,
problem.
Really
you are more
hectic.
Than welcome.
Thank you so much. What would you say sets your business apart from other cosmetic brands?
Our foundations are very unique. They are full coverage. And we made sure that we make two different foundations. One is for people with normal to oily skin.
Yeah.
And the other one is for people with normal to dry skin.
Yeah.
So we made sure that we accommodate everyone.
Yeah.
And also we made sure that we have all the skin tones covered from medium to dark to light. Yeah. So our foundations are very unique. They're full coverage, weightless, waterproof. You can even go inside a swimming pool and come out. It won't come off. You just need to use your towel just to dab the water and then you're good to go.
Yeah, I mean, honestly speaking, these foundations that come out really get us in trouble sometimes. And I'm speaking for the men here. The men would know what I'm talking about. It gets the men in trouble.
I know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
I understand.
So yeah, I'm being an advocate for all the men that they are these foundations that come out gets us in trouble.
So yeah, you must encourage men to buy the brand.
Exactly. Yeah. You see, that's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Because it will work for them.
Definitely, definitely. Now, what I want to understand then, you spoke about skin tones, all right? Do you cater for the African skin tone, or you do have a bit for I suppose the white people as well?
We cover both African and Caucasian skins.
Yeah.
They are all covered.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. And all shades of Pelatina, we have different shades. I want brown, brownish, purple, purplish.
That's what I'm saying. From dark to medium to light, we cover everyone. We have different shades and there are so many. I think we have 15 shades.
Definitely. For the tall, dark and handsome as well, they can find something there.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, but I'm advocating for the guys to buy for their ladies here. You know, that can also be happening. Okay, let's talk about you then as the entrepreneur. What is the driving force behind you as an entrepreneur? What makes you wake up in the morning and say, I still want to do this?
My biggest motivation, I would say, it's my son. Because one thing I told myself is that I want to leave a legacy for him.
Yeah.
And I want him and the next generations to also benefit from what I built.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest motivation. That's what drives me every day in the morning to wake up and go to open the shop and
that's
wait
beautiful.
For customers and make sure that they get the best service.
That's
I'm
beautiful.
Building a brand that will benefit him and my grandchildren and the next generation.
Generational wealth right there, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful. And then how did you raise funding? I mean, we speak to a lot of entrepreneurs here on the show and funding is a big problem, I suppose, in varying degrees, depending on the industry that you're in. For you specifically, did you need cash? Did you need money? How did you work around such a need for capital?
I think I already mentioned that, but let me go through it again. I was still at school when I started the brand, the business.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a funding, yes, scholarship.
Oh,
so I used that money to start the business.
Yes.
So that's what I always tell people, that if you are currently using a bursary or maybe this scholarships that they get from, I think, is it NSFAS? So if you have extra cash that you don't know what to do with, just start a small business.
Yeah.
I agree, you don't know after graduation if you'll get a job right away or you'll be sitting at home. So just start something, it will sustain you until maybe you get your dream job.
Okay, so I suppose I was trying to get it maybe after that. Was there any other funding that you opened up to? I mean, we're speaking about, government would say there's government agencies
I've never received any funding from the government or any other institution. Yes.
Have you ever explored some of them, or maybe it was nothing, basically?
Nothing, actually. Nothing. I just told myself that I need to build everything all by myself and see where I get. Then maybe if I see what I'm failing, maybe I'll start looking at them. But for now, I told myself that I want to challenge myself and see where I end up.
Oh, that's beautiful. First customer. Do you remember them?
First customer, yes. First customer, makeup service or buying the brand.
But let's start with buying the brand.
Yeah, I remember her very well. And she's actually from my village.
Okay.
Her name is Sandra Ngadimeng. Yeah,
okay.
I remember her very well. I won't forget her.
What happened on that day?
At that time I was in Cape Town when I started the brand.
Yeah.
So I had to ask my little brother to go and deliver the products to her. But then when I started advertising, she was the first person who showed an interest in the brand. She was like, okay, this is a new brand. It's your brand. And I said, yes. She said, okay, I'd love to try it.
Yeah.
And then I told her the price, we sent the money, and then I already sent stock home at Kwabokwane. So I asked my little brother, can you please deliver 1, 2, 3 to Sandra? Then she gave me a review afterwards, and it was a positive review that I love the foundation.
Yeah.
I'm not really into foundations, but this one is totally different. So
that
also gave me
motivation. Beautiful. That's beautiful. I mean, statistically, research shows that for most people, the close people that they are friends, family with, never support the business. Until the business gets supported by strangers somewhere and it starts becoming big, and then they're all of a sudden, ha, can't you sebenza lento? You know, so it's great to hear that you had some close people. And from there, how did you build your customer base from here to the next client? What happened? Was it social media? How did you get yourself out there?
I would say social media, because myself, I'm an introvert. So I know that I can't really talk to people or sell the brand like talking to people. But I use social media. Social media is my fighter. So what I do is I post almost every day on my social media page, on WhatsApp, Instagram, everywhere. I make sure that I post every day. And what people do is, the more you post your brand, is the more people familiarize themselves with it.
Yeah.
The more people share it. And that's how the brand grows. So I would say NHB Cosmetics, it would take a social media.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So social media does indeed work. Your typical day. What's your typical day like? What time do you wake up? What time do you go to bed? What happens in between? Some people would say entrepreneurship has given them the opportunity to have more time with family and all that. But some would say, yay, agulalwa. So how are you finding it?
With me, it's agulalwa.
Agulalwa
part.
Yeah.
Agulalwa. Because, when you wake up in the morning, you find inquiries on your WhatsApp.
Sure.
And then now you're caught up in between go sapa and then go to the shop, open the shop at 9 and start attending to the inquiries.
Yeah.
Or should I reply them? Because maybe they might move to the next service provider who will reply them quickly. So it's a bit hectic from the time you wake up until you sleep. Because even now, as I'm talking to you, there are inquiries coming in.
Oh, beautiful.
And you know, now it's family time. You have to cook. You have to help kids with homework. But then you also have that thing, or no, let me just reply to this client because at the end of the day, you also want a good review. For, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Your service is good. You don't take time to reply. I got a client who don't understand, Hore, now it's not office hours. Well, now they want you to reply. So we sacrifice a lot of our family time just to please clients and make sure that you build a strong brand. Yeah.
And how have you navigated that conversation with family? Did you have to sit them down, especially with your child as well? Did you have to say, look, mommy's not going to be around as often?
Yeah, I did actually. I did actually tell, he understand. Yeah, I have one son, so he did. And yeah, he does understand. And sometimes I will take him to the shop with me.
Yeah.
He see how hectic it gets, so he understand.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Expectations, reality. I mean, you started in 2015. Did you have any expectations that once you've gotten into the business, you realize it doesn't work like that? I mean, some people would say they've got a 5-year projections. They do spreadsheets, cash flow, you know, income statement, balance sheet. And when they get to the business, they realize 2 years in and it's not even close to what you projected. How has it been for you?
Yeah. Hey. Hi, business. You know, you learn as you go.
Yeah,
because with me, I would say I'm learning through experience. Like I've never attended this marketing business expos where they will tell you, to run a business, you need to do 1, 2, 3. I just told myself, you know what? I want to learn everything through my own experience and just try to come up with a way of handling everything that I come across, so like the challenges, take it up and a little on how to deal with them all by myself, so that I can also build my own getting could have my own story to tell. Or I came across this and this is how I managed to get myself out. So so many things, but then experience is the best teacher.
It's the best teacher,
no? Because sometimes sometimes you meet difficult clients. Now you have to use that bargaining phrase, sorry, a client is king, a customer is always right, even though you know you are right, but now you have to act professional because you are trying to to make the client happy. So it's hectic in a business.
Very hectic. What's the one big challenge so far?
Difficult clients.
Difficult clients.
Difficult
can
clients.
Hear it from your voice.
Now,
Hi. So how do you even deal with those difficult clients?
No, now one thing I told myself, they're right. Customer is always right, because at the end of the day, you need referrals.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
If one customer is going to leave your shop or your office being unhappy, they're going to tell the next person, I'm not happy with that brand. And then that other person won't come because of what the person told them. So the person, even if though the customer is wrong, they won't say, no, I was wrong. That's why they react like this. They'll say, no, that brand, it's about to talk about problems. So we always try to compromise and act as professional as we can, because we are trying to build a brand, a brand that will be trusted by everyone.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure you constantly have to review your products. You constantly have to innovate and come up with new ideas. Do you do that? And how often do you have to do that? And do you find that you have to be in some mode or some mood for you to come up with new ideas on what to add, how to change a few things on the products?
With that, I have a team that I'm working with, NHB team.
Yeah.
So most of this brilliant ideas, so they will say, okay, fine, saw this on social media. How about we also do it, but do it differently?
Yeah.
I agree, you know, there's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
So obviously you're going to see something from someone. We learn from other people. And then when are you just going to try to make it look different so that it can... Yeah, it doesn't have to look or when you stole someone's ideas. So you just take whatever that you can take and then just try to play around with it. Yeah, so my team is doing the most.
You're blessed. You're blessed to have a team working
very
with you.
Much blessed.
That's beautiful. As we draw to the end, what would you do differently if you were to start this business all over again?
I would invest in the cosmetics brand sooner because I can see it's will. So if I had to do one thing differently this time, it would be investing in the cosmetics brand sooner.
Oh, beautiful. Medium to long term, where are we seeing this? I'm sure we're going to be seeing it somewhere in the international space as well.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
But for now, our goal is to open branches in 9 provinces across South Africa. Because at the moment, we only have 2. So we want to open other branches because we have people coming from Northwest, people coming from Witbank, Mpumalanga. So we feel like they are traveling long distance just to come to our office. So at least if we open branches for like almost each and every province, then it can accommodate almost everyone. Yeah.
It can accommodate everyone. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. Satisfying moment so far?
Woo! Positive reviews.
Positive.
We are giving positive. Yeah, and it makes me so happy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Positive reviews left and right.
Ah, they should continue. They should continue.
I might
just be one of those on the positive reviews as well. So you never know.
No.
So we'll definitely do that. Where do people find you? And if they are interested in ordering your products, following you on social media, what are your handles?
Instagram, it's at NHB Cosmetic.
Yeah.
Facebook, it's NHB Cosmetics.
Yeah.
And I think this one, TikTok, it's at NHB Cosmetics as well.
Yeah.
And then on WhatsApp, we're using the number
078-3476-323. 078-3476-323. Any last message to young people that are looking up to you, maybe also want to get into business, having heard your story and they are motivated themselves, what would you say to them?
I would advise them to advertise their brand every day and to use social media wisely because there's power in social media. So they should not just log onto social media just to watch people's posts, react and just laugh and move on. They should post their brand every day because no one can advertise your brand better than you. And one thing I know for sure is that no one can just post your products. You have to post and then people will share. Like you can't expect someone to market the brand for you. You have to do it yourself, and then the only thing we can do is just to share your posts. So you need to they need to invest more on social media and use it wisely. And the other thing that I can tell them is to, you know, when it comes to changes in your life, if you want to see changes in your life, you have to make them. Nothing is going to change in your life until you make a change yourself.
That's
you should
beautiful.
Not depend on anything and on anyone.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much, ma'am. Really appreciate your time, and we'll definitely be following you as well. And we wish you all the best going forward.
Thank you so much,
Tabelo. Thank you so much. That was Utebo Khotsela talking to us about her business, which is NHB Cosmetics. As mentioned, you can follow them on all social media platforms.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.